Adam, how do I stay in the game? I have this pattern of making progress, getting motivated, getting excited, but there's no follow through. I have all these things that I'm starting and I can't seem to finish. In fact, I feel so distracted and overwhelmed that I don't even know what I'm going on. Have you ever felt this way? Because if you have, you're not alone. And I'm really excited for this week's episode because this simple tool has helped me so many times and so literally hundreds of clients that have allowed them to stay consistent in moving forward and following through, especially in times of stress, overwhelm, and when it seems like the walls are caving in. This episode is going to be a simple tip so that you can confidently move forward with progress by using something so simple that you actually look forward to it. This is the power of looking ahead. Literally, scheduling something that you have to look forward to is how you can stay consistent. Now, I know this sounds so simplistic, and it actually is that simple. When we simply do it, it will simply work. And here's what I mean. If you look at your calendar, if you use one, number one, if you don't, there's your problem. Because if we talk about something, it's possible. If we envision something, it's exciting, but only when you schedule it does it become real. Because we can talk all day about good intentions, about what's important, we want to be the new version of us, Adam 2.0, and all these things, but if it's not in your calendar, it's not a priority. Now, when I say that, you might be thinking about hustle and grind, your job, and all this stuff. But there's something all too overlooked that is the needle mover for consistency. And what I'm talking about is planning something to look forward to. This can be self-care time. This can be date night. This can be whatever fills you up. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to make sense to anybody else because this isn't for anybody else. This is for you. Because if you're burned out, if you're empty, if you're depleted, if you're overwhelmed, if you're stressed to the max, you're no good to anybody. But when you're filled up, when you feel enriched, when you're focused, when you're on fire, that's when you can serve from your overflow. So this is how the game works. Most people will, if they do schedule things, will schedule their obligations, work, doctor's appointments, study time, taxes, all this kind of stuff. And there's never anything scheduled for themselves. So what happens? That stuff doesn't happen. We talk about it. We know we want to take care of ourselves and we have good intentions. But if it's not in your calendar, it's not important. Because if you don't protect your time, no one else is going to do it for you. So here's how simple this is. You want to pick something that you have to look forward to. You put it in your calendar. Something like I said, date night, watching a movie, journaling, being still, meditating, whatever it is. But here's the system to make it work. You want to schedule something, and it can be small. It can be a 2-5 minute activity. You want to schedule something every day because in a day, if something comes unexpected that threatens to steal your attention and focus, you can simply redirect yourself by saying, yes, I'm dealing with this, and I have that thing to look forward to later. It becomes a shift of focus because where focus goes, energy flows. So it allows you to handle the moment and at the same time have a positive expectation for something that you want to do later in the day. So number one, schedule something every day to look forward to. Number two, schedule something every week to look forward to. Because you may have excellent days and you may have days where the friction is more than you expected. So if it is a Tuesday and you've got something planned for a Friday, maybe that Tuesday feels overwhelming. And same principle, if you have something to look forward to later in the week, you can say, wow, this is going to take some time to deal with. I'm going to do it. And at least I have that thing to look forward to. Again, it shifts your focus away from the intensity of the moment, allowing you to actually handle it and be there and do the business. And at the same time, you have something to look forward to later in the week. Number three, schedule something to look forward to every month. Because if this unexpected thing happens that redirects your focus, something outside of your control, well, if it takes several days and maybe even a week, well, even if you have a challenging week or longer than a week, and if you have something to look forward to at the end of the month, it allows you to have that as a North Star. Yes, this is a challenging week. I've really got crunch time to get this project done on time. And I have that to look forward to as a reward for the end of the month. Here's the thing with this. It feels like a reward. It feels like a luxury, but it's not. What I'm explaining here is not a luxury. This is a priority. And what I'm talking about is self-care. If you do not take time to fill yourself up, you're trying to be served from an empty cup. And no one can get helped. Think about this. Really, like, imagine that someone is really thirsty and you have a glass, but because you haven't filled it in a while, it's empty. So someone's thirsty and they're looking for a glass. You're the only one around. So they have an empty glass and they reach out like, hey, fill my cup. And because you haven't filled yours, you have nothing to give. You're literally of no help to this. So when you fill yourself up, you can serve from the overflow and pour into others too. Let's keep this going. I talked about every day, every week, every month. Now let's look at every quarter, every grouping of 3 months. So quarter one, January, February, March. Quarter two, April, May, June, and so forth. Because if you have a month that's really challenging or a big project that you're working on, maybe you're putting your house up for sale, maybe everything happens at once, like kids, relationship, business, personal stuff, you know, that never happens to anyone else, right? When life happens, it tends to happen all at once. And if you have something to look forward to, it will pull you through so you can stay in the game. Here's the reason this is such an important tip. It's not about not having challenging moments or challenging days or challenging weeks or challenging life. What it is about is staying consistent, staying focused, and following through on your commitments. That's called discipline. And when you have challenges, when you have an expectation of something great and it turns into a disappointment, well, if you listen to the disappointment and shift your focus, it will derail you. So that you then look for a new flashy thing, a new project, so you get that boost of excitement that goes away and you fall into this process of starting something and not following through. Well, instead, when you make the decision to discipline your disappointments, by using this strategy, it allows you to stay in the game consistently, and consistency is the key. Here's the last one. Schedule something every year. Schedule something every year. It may be a retreat with yourself. It may be a trip with your family, your significant other, a friend's reunion from when you went to high school or college, or maybe a work regathering if you really enjoyed your previous career. But having something to look forward to is the key to consistency, because think about this. If you in your calendar, if you're looking at your calendar, and you have something that you genuinely are excited about every, like once a year and once a quarter and once a month and once a week and once a day, regardless of what happens outside of your control, you will always have something to look forward to. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the moment, you will have something that will excite you to pull you through, so that you can stay and be consistent in handling what you need to, and at the same time, have something to look forward to. Much like if you have someone to look to at all times, who is omnipresent, who is never changing, who will always be someone that doesn't change, and has your best interests at heart, regardless of your situation, you will always have a rock on which you can be grounded. And when you're grounded on rock, as opposed to trying to stand on sand, You can weather any storm because you're rooted in the truth. Because when you have a storm of life, when you have the winds that blow the trees, stronger roots keep hold through the storms. And when you're rooted on truth that is everlasting and withstands all tests of time, it's something that you can always look forward to and hold on to and be comforted by because it is the truth. It's not an opinion. It's not something that changes based on circumstances. It's not something that you can earn based on your works. It's something that is given freely as a gift, that all you have to do is choose to receive it. What if there was someone that you could trust in that never lets you down, and it's backed by decades of a track record that has withstood the test of time? What if you had someone that gave you freely that which you could never earn, but that which you are given as a gift to receive? What if you had an ability to know who you truly are and lean into the gifts that you're given and use them to help others? And you're rewarded for it, not because you earned it, but because you're using it for the greater good. What if you had something that you could hold on to that never changed, that never was conditional, that was patient, that was kind, that was unconditional? What I'm talking about is love. What I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. He doesn't change, and he's the same today, yesterday, and always. He's the rock, the solid foundation that has your best interests in heart. Even the storms that seem isolating, even the tests that seem tumultuous, the tests are formed to create your testimony. The trials are used to sharpen you, just like gold in a crucible. It's used to remove impurities so you can be purified as you were originally designed from the beginning of time, made in the image of God. Not for your own doing, and not by your work so that you can't boast, but by the grace of God so that you can be used as an instrument for the kingdom. Imagine if you were able to accept gifts that are supernatural, that you can use and steward, that you feel aligned with, that you feel congruent, that fill you up because you're actually living the purpose that you were made to live, not for yourself, but for other people, and you use this gift to fill up others. And every day, in every way, you feel filled up because you're seeing the impact that you're having on others' lives, because you're seeing how you make the world a better place, and through that, you get filled up. You're selfless. You pour in, and from that, you overflow because you're leaning in, because you're focusing on accepting and receiving the willingness to be known for who you truly are. That is freedom. And instead of chasing success, and there's nothing wrong with success, by the way, but instead of chasing success, what if instead we looked at fulfillment? Well, fulfillment, if you look at the word, you are meant to fill others. So in seeking to serve those with the abilities that you were divinely created to steward and develop for the good of others, if you do that and you fill others as you are meant to, that's literally where fulfillment comes from. It starts with you, but it's not about you. So when you focus on filling yourself up and being consistent by having things to look forward to, it allows you to not only fill your cup to serve from the overflow, it allows you also to guide you in looking at who you can look to. Your North Star. He who is ever the same, never changing, always abiding, filled with unconditional love for you. Imagine a life where that actually existed. Guess what? It's yours if you choose to accept it. That's the good news. This is not something that you have to earn. And the reason this may sound different is because it's different than the world. Think about it. If you want a promotion in your job, you got to work to earn it. If you want to get more things, you have to work to earn them. If you want something precious, you've got to work to earn it. But what if you had eternal life without even being able to? And that's the good news, is you don't have to, and you can't if you wanted to. All you have to do is be willing to receive it. That's the good news. So when you stay in the game consistently, because you're rooted on hope, you're rooted on something to look forward to so that you can keep moving forward, that is how you stay consistent. That is how you follow through, so that even in the storms of life, you are able to move forward consistently. Good timber does not grow with ease. The stronger the wind, the stronger the trees. The tests and trials are not meant to harm you. They're meant to develop you. Because a skilled sailor was never built by smooth sailing. Think about it. What if everything you're going through isn't meant to harm you, but to mold you, to develop you, to strengthen you, so that you can become a skilled sailor, a skilled whatever your profession is? Because would you hire someone to learn from who's never been through it? Would you listen to someone who's never been tested or challenged? The reason that we look for people to learn from as a coach, as a mentor, as a guide, who've been doing what they've been doing for years with repeatable results, is because they've been through it. They're battle tested. They've seen the things you're struggling with and can guide you because they know how to navigate. That's why you wouldn't want to work with someone who's on their first day of the job. They haven't seen things. They haven't been built. They haven't been molded. And yes, we all start somewhere. I agree. I hear you. The reason I'm sharing this is that the season you're in has a purpose. And when you learn into that, when you really lean in and learning that is truth, that all things work for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, and you really believe that, your challenging days become character building days. And when your challenging days become character building days, and your victory days become days of celebration, everything becomes a celebration. You can't lose, you keep going. And when you keep going, you keep growing. And if you're not growing, you're dying, which is why the secret to life is to stay consistent. And this very tool is the thing that will keep you in the game. It's very simple and simply works if you simply do it. So put this into practice, leverage this, and it will totally transform how you stay in the game and enjoy the process. Because if you can stay in the process and trust the process, it's in the process that you get progress. And the formula for happiness is progress. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. Meaning, if you're growing, you're living. So keep moving forward. I hope this helps you as much as it's helped me and those that I've had the honor and privilege to share it with. Keep moving forward. Stay in the game, because consistency is the most intense thing you can do. Hardly anybody does that craziness. You are blessed to be a blessing, so steward it, lean into it, cultivate it, develop it, and go forth to dispense your full potential. God bless.